Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Yid Alef Mabez. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yid Alef Mabez. So it says the Mishnah, Mishafa Chazesov, he turned over his olives, he sees that they're soft and that he needs to press them. If he doesn't press them now, they're going to get ruined. And for whatever reason, he didn't get the chance to press them. And then, Ve'ira Yevel, he became an Avil. And now an Avil's not allowed to do Malacha. He has a Davar Avid on the line. Where some other sort of Aines took place. Or, for example, his workers didn't show up to work, and then it became Yomtif, it became Cholomayd, and now in Cholomayd he's not allowed to do Malacha, but it's a Davar Avid. So the Halacha is Tayin Kairi Shaino, Manich Lachar Amaye, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that when it comes to Cholomayd, he could do the first pressing, and then leave the rest, the second press, for after Cholomayd. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Zayle, Vagoymer, Vagaf, Kedarkoy, then no, he could do everything like normal, he could do both pressings, he could put into a barrel, seal the barrel, do everything like normal for a Davar Avid. Now says the Gemara that Pasuk Be'evil was signed by Mayid. The Mishnah starts off, it also spoke about the person who's an Avil, and then it only discussed the person who, about Cholam Mayid. It left out the Halacha of an Avil. Sam Rav Shisha B'ed Ravidi, Zoy Say Meres, Dvarma Mutarn B'Mayid, Asurim B'Mei Avlai. It's coming to teach us that the Heter only applied B'Mei Cholam Mayid, it did not apply B'Mei Avlai. Even though we're Mekel about the Davar Aved on Cholam Mayid, we don't have that Kula, at least for the Avil himself to do Malacha when it comes to Avelos. Rav Ashi Amar the opposite. Let me needless to say, we may avloid, where it's only midrabanan. So therefore, Chazal gave a kula to the malacha for a davar avid. El afilu b'mayid isra malacha midaraisa, even on cholamayid, where the isra malacha is midaraisa, where at least it's an esmachta, afal pikein b'makim seida sharu rabanan, still the rabanan gave a leniency when it's a davar avid. And Tani Kavasid Rav Shisha Beid Ravidi, we have a braisa that supports the first teretz, Rav Shisha Beid Ravidi, that an avil does not have this heter. The braisa says lahedya, it says elu dvarma eisen la avil, it says the following things others are allowed to do for the avil. And one of those things are, is this case of our Mishnah, it says bimei avloi. It says, it says if his olives are turned over, they're soft, they're ready to get pressed, it's a davar aved, so other people could go and press it for him. So you see straight out, he's not allowed to do it himself, like Rav Shisha Breit Ravidi, but the Bryce is also telling us a kula, that other people, even though typically other people are not allowed to do malacha for an avul, in this case where it's a davar aved, so other people could do the malacha for him. Also they could do other things, if his barrel needs to get sealed, where his pishta needs to come out from being soaked, or vitzamri lahalis min ayoira, the wool from being dyed, where beats him sedeu, they could water his field, mishat tagia oinas amayim shalai, once it's the time to water it, and Rabbi Yehuda Aymer av zayrin lay stay near, ustay aymedas la pishta. Rabbi Yehuda said another two kulas, that also if he has a field that's already been plowed, so he doesn't want to, you know, miss out on the taking advantage of planting now that he already has a plowed field, so other people could plant the field for him, and also they could plant pishtan for him, once it's the time to plant pishtan, because it also has one set time to plant it. If he misses it now, he won't have a chance to do it. However, Amru Lai, the Chachamim, said to Rabbi Yehuda that they weren't masking to these two kulais. And like Tizra Bebacher, Tizra Be'afil, because by the plowed field, so what if he doesn't plant now? He could always get the next season. He won't get the early part of the season, but he'll get the late part of the season. And in like Tizra Pishtan, Tizra Mimenacher, so what if he can't plant flax? So he'll plant something else, he'll plant a different min. Let's say his olives need to get pressed, and he's the only Uman. There is no one else to do it for him. His barrel needs to get sealed, and he's the only one that could do it. These other avodes also, these other malachis, he's the only one that could do it. So then I raise a yasa bitzina, even though he's an avel, he's allowed to do it himself, but he has to do it bitzina. Let's say he worked for the tzibur. He has some sort of job that he works for the tzibur. He's a barber. He's a bathhouse attendant. Now it's almost Yom Tif, and people need to get to do what they need to do. They need to go get a haircut, go to the bathhouse. And he's the only one that could do the job for them. He could do it even before Asya. He's allowed to do it. Harisin v'chakirin v'kabonin, different workers in the fields, different types of setups. Harisin is a percentage, chakirin is he gives a set amount to the landlord, and kablonin is a regular worker. Hare elu yasu acherin v'shvilon. So if they were hired to work someone else's field, and now they became an avil, so the balabayis, the landlord, is going to lose out if his worker doesn't show up to work, so other people could do the work for him. A person who rents out donkeys or camels or boats, for other people to use to transport things, Hare'ilu lo yasu, he is not allowed to work on during while he's in Aval. V'mayu muhkarin and muskarne tzalacherim, however, if his donkeys, his camels, or boats were already rented by others, others are already using it to transfer things, so then Hare'ilu yasu, so then they're allowed to continue using it, because if not, it's going to be a hefset for them. So to prevent the hefset for them, Chazal gave a kula, they could continue using it from the Aval. Schir yaim, afilu bir acheres lo yasa. Now someone who's a hired worker, so he's not allowed to do malacha, even if he's outside the city and people won't know. It's still aser. If let's say an aval, he has other people's malacha in his hand, he's fixing a watch for someone, even if he's just being contracted to do it, there's no set time, he has to give it back, he's still not allowed to work. Ask the Gemara, even though he was only contracted, and needless to say, if he's being paid to have it done by a certain time, that's worse. So for sure that's usher to do it b'kibaylas, a contractor. Because if he has no set time to hand it back to the one who gave it to him, to the owner, so then he's really just working purely for himself. That's not really working so much for others. It's like working for himself. So of course that's usher b'may evloi. What does it mean? Even though it's b'kibaylas. Ela'ima b'kibaylas b'ain she'ena kibaylas. Rather, what it means is, whether he's a kabbalan or not a kabbalan, meaning even if he's not a kabbalan, it's still will yasa, he's not allowed to do it. The reverse case, he has his watch in someone else's hands to fix. He has something that someone else needs to fix for him. So it depends. If the person is fixing it inside the oval's house, he's fixing his fridge, fixing his oven, lo yasu. So then he shouldn't do it on bimei evloi. But if he has the oval's watch, he's fixing it somewhere else outside of his house, so then he's allowed to do it. No one's going to know. Mariam braid the Ravin, Umar braid the Rav, Acha braid the Rava, Avlehu Gamma the Taira Badi Adade. They had a yoke that both of them would put one of their oxen, and the two oxen would do work together. And Isra be Milsa be Mar braid the Rav, Acha braid the Rava. And Mar braid the Rava became an Aval. Upaskil Gamma, so we had his animal not go to work. He didn't have, he made sure it stayed back because he's an Aval, can't work. So Amar Rav Ashi was astounded. He was puzzled. He said, "Gavra Rabba Kamar Breid the Ravacha Avad Hachi." He would do such a thing. Where's his Bein Anam L'Chaveiroi? Nihita L'Pseida D'Delei Chayesh. I understand he's an Avol, and so he's not going to be worried about his own loss because he's not allowed to do Malacha. Fine, I understand that. Ad Achirim L'Chayesh. But what about the fact that he's ruining it for his partner? His partner now doesn't have the second animal. He's not going to be able to work. He's going to lose out money. And Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Emhayu Muskarnu Muchkarn Eitzel Achir. When the Aval refraining from Malacha is going to make someone else lose money, so then we were very makel. So here too also, how could my breeder of Acha breeder Rava not send out his animal to work? He's causing a loss to his partner. Now my breeder of Acha breeder Rava, he held that since he was an Adam Chashav, even though technically speaking this would have been Mutter, he held that he has to be Machmer because other people, otherwise, if he's makel, other people will learn from him and be even more makel, even when they're not allowed to be. Oh, you're right.